This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security yesterday to review the situation and mitigating measures in the context of ongoing West Asia conflict. Mr. Modi said the conflict is an evolving situation and the entire world is affected in some form. He said in such a situation, all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of this conflict. The Prime Minister instructed that all arms of government should work together to ensure least inconvenience to the citizens. He also asked for proper coordination with state governments to ensure no black marketing and hoarding of important commodities. Iran has threatened to completely close Strait of Hormuz if US attacks Iranian power plants. In a statement, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said that the Strait of Hormuz will be completely closed and will not be opened until destroyed Iranian power plants are rebuilt. The IRGC statement comes after US President Donald Trump warned that if Iran does not open the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours, America will hit and obliterate various Iranian power plants, starting with the biggest one first. Air India and Air India Express will operate a total of 30 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from West Asia today, even as services on several routes remain limited. Both carriers will continue their scheduled operations to Jeddah with a total of 10 flights between India and the Saudi Arabian city. Air India will operate one return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will run services from Bangalore, Kozhikode and Mengaluru. Apart from Jeddah, Air India Express will operate four scheduled flights to and from Muscat, including services from Delhi and Mumbai. It will also operate four scheduled flights to and from Riyadh, from Bengaluru and Kozhikode. In addition to scheduled operations, the Air India Group will operate 12 non-scheduled flights to and from the United Arab Emirates, UAE and Saudi Arabia, subject to slot availability and operational conditions. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will end today. Polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held in a single phase on the 9th of next month. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 26th of March. In West Bengal, two Election Commission staff members were assaulted while removing political campaign writings from government walls in Durgapur under Paschim Bardhaman district. Acting on the Commission's directive, Subdivisional Office employees Surya Kant Pal and Bittu Gupta were engaged in erasing wall writings at Korangpara Post Office area. According to reports, as they finished their work and were boarding their vehicle, they were attacked by Trinamool Congress supporters. Central forces and police soon arrived to bring the situation under control. Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, condemned the incident and alleged that two of its workers were also beaten for protesting against the ruling party's actions. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to amend the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 and the Companies Act 2013. Besides, the Finance Bill 2026 is also listed in today's business of the House for consideration and passing. In the Rajya Sabha today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to introduce the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026. The bill seeks to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces and other rules regarding these forces. Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy will launch the seventh tranche of auction of critical and strategic mineral blocks today. The seventh tranche will offer 19 blocks across several states under mining lease and composite license. The Sports and Youth Welfare Department Government of Chhattisgarh has announced the state as the host of the Khelo India Tribal Games, KITG, a landmark addition to India's sporting calendar under the Government of India's flagship Khelo India Mission. Commencing on Wednesday, the games will be hosted across three culturally significant cities, Raipur, Jagdalpur and Sarguja, each reflecting the diversity and depth of Chhattisgarh's tribal heartland, according to a release. And that is the end of this news bulletin.